Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here with Allison Zapp, director of Buy Fresh, Buy Local of the greater Lehigh Valley. Allison, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Hi, Mike.
The mission of Buy Fresh, Buy Local greater Lehigh Valley is to build the greater Lehigh Valley local food economy. What does that mean and why is that important?
Building the local food economy essentially means having many people in the Lehigh Valley, most people of the Lehigh Valley, supporting our local farmers, buying locally produced products. And this is really important for a number of reasons. First of all, we have a great agricultural heritage in the Lehigh Valley, that it's important to preserve that. Secondly, producing our own food here is food security. You see all these challenges across the nation with different weather events, fluctuations in food prices because of that. In the Lehigh Valley, you know, we're kind of insulated from that because we know our farmers who are able to kind of react to those changes. And also it provides money for our local economy. People spending money locally, that money goes to other businesses and farmers who are then spending that money locally on other goods and services. So we often talk at Buy Fresh, Buy Local about the $10 solution, which is if everybody spent just $10 a week during the growing season, it would generate about $100 million for our local economy.
And that would be money that would stay within our local economy.
That's
and benefit
right.
Other small businesses and other purveyors.
Absolutely.
What are some of the ways you're looking to build the local food economy on a retail basis for homeowners and families in the area?
So there are lots of different ways to enjoy local food. We've worked with a number of communities to start up farmers markets, producer-only farmers markets in their communities, which offers a really convenient option for people to, you know, get out and explore their open spaces and meet the farmers right in their own hometowns. There's a number of CSAs that are around. This is where consumers can purchase a share of a farm each season. They pay up front, which gives the farmers some money to purchase farm inputs at the beginning of the season. And then people are rewarded with just the bounty of the farm throughout the season.
And they also get to experience the seasons of farming. And I think that's something that has been lost a little bit in our supermarket culture, where everything's available at all times, where when you're working with someone local, you're getting things as Mother Nature provides them.
Absolutely. I love, you know, eating seasonally because it allows me to get excited about food again. I know that when strawberry season is coming, you just, you know, the anticipation is there. Peaches, you know, fruit especially is, you know, an exciting thing. Because when you eat it out of season, it's just, you know, woody or flavorless. And I think eating seasonally, too, gives you a different appreciation for, you know, different flavors. The nutrients that come with each season as well, I think is really important. You know, you start spring with all these like fresh greens that kind of bring you out of that winter slump. Then you move on to just really fun, you know, I call them fun, summer fruits and vegetables. You know, you're having tomatoes, just everything that screams picnic. And then into fall where we sort of get back into the root crops. And
right. And you have your apples that go with cider. And
absolutely.
And your root vegetables. And I always get excited come spring when the ramps come out and then the fiddleheads. I'm thinking those for me, I'm a little bit of a snob that way. But those are just two really neat vegetables.
Yeah, and they grow wild too. And I think that's what's fun about going to farmers markets too, because you can see local growers who are also foraging as well. And you find things that you would just never see in a grocery store. Or if it was there, I'd be questioning the quality.
Talk about some of the things you might be doing, if you're doing anything on a wholesale basis. I know chefs and restaurants are always looking to find local providers and local sources for food, but a lot of times it's tough for them to go to five or six individual farmers, where if there's a way that they can get a collection of farmers together in one place that makes it easier for them. Is that something that you're working on also?
Oh, yes. So one of the challenges in the local food economy is that infrastructure that was around 60 years ago just doesn't exist today. So I'm working with colleagues over at Penn State Extension, as well as other local growers to and other nonprofit organizations to really look at different aggregation points throughout the valley. How do we achieve that end? And not only for restaurants, but even institutions. You know, our school districts interested in sourcing local food, hospital and health systems. You know, we need to have those aggregation systems. So a lot of people will kind of talk about this as a food hub. There's, of course, a lot of logistical challenges in trying to establish that. But we're working on it, especially as the demand for local food kind of is, you know, coming from the wholesale marketplace.
Talk a bit about the concept of food access and how you're working with people who might not have the means normally to get access to fresh food, because I know that's one of the things you do focus on.
Right. So that's definitely another aspect of our programming is trying to build an equitable food system. Local food is really well poised to address issues of food insecurity, not only because it's extremely healthful and nutritious, but a farmer doesn't need a giant parking lot and a giant building and zoning and whatever to establish a retail marketplace in a city. So we've, again, worked with different communities to set up farmers markets and farm stands around, but we also received a USDA grant called a Food Insecurity Nutrition Incentive Grant that allows us to provide double dollars for people using food stamps to buy more fresh local fruits and vegetables. So we've operated this program since 2015 at farmers markets, farm stands, the Kellen Foundation's Eat Real Food Mobile Market. And just this past year, we expanded that into a couple neighborhood corner stores where they're sourcing local produce and people are able to incentivize their food stamps.
Well, I know a lot of the urban areas, I mean, have what are called food deserts where it's tough to get some of those fresh foods. So is that one of the things you're focusing on also, is providing that sort of equitable access?
Right. And that's exactly right. The areas that we're focusing on are one of the nine food deserts in the Lehigh Valley.
What sort of things do you do to support farmers markets? I think to the layperson, they show up. It looks like everything comes together and it's really easy to do. But I know that it's not really that easy.
Oh, man, it is not easy at all. Yeah, I mean, they're a happy place, but there is a lot of work that goes into setting it up. And so our role with farmers markets, you know, we kind of just help them with some outreach and logistical support. We are trying to build a kind of regional brand. So we do a lot of collective marketing. This past year, too, I started a big research project at the Northampton County Markets where we're doing some customer surveying and customer counts and that kind of stuff, just to really understand who's shopping at the markets and how can we improve them for the population.
I know on your website you have an entire page dedicated to agritourism. Tell us more about that and what people from outside the Lehigh Valley, or even within the Lehigh Valley, find interesting about the idea of tourism and agriculture.
Yeah, farms are fun places to visit. And increasingly, I think our farms are, and our farmers are opening up their gates and saying, you know, come and see what I'm doing, because they understand how important it is for people to see what farming actually is. So, you know, maybe the day-to-day planting might not be super exciting for people, but they're beautiful open spaces that people can really enjoy. So agritourism activities can range from wine tasting. You know, there's a huge viticulture in the area, to, you know, seeing animals on farm, cheese-making demonstrations. Klein Farms up in Easton now has ice cream that they're producing there on site. So it's just a really great experience for kids, adults, you know, anybody who wants to just enjoy agriculture.
And it gets us out of the sterile environment of the supermarket and probably brings us closer to the food, too.
Absolutely, yes. A lot of these places do have on-farm retail markets that you can buy the product right there. It does not get any fresher.
Do you have an idea of what we're doing to preserve some of the farmland here in the Lehigh Valley? It's certainly a fertile area, which is why people settled here. But we're really growing really quickly. And you mentioned the heritage and everything, and I imagine that's somewhat at risk.
Yeah. So the Lehigh and Northampton counties have both been pretty supportive of farmland preservation programs. These are dollars that are then matched by the state to put farms in trust, or they provide an agricultural easement for the farms. Although this is really fantastic, I think there's another side to the question or a side to the issue that hasn't been addressed yet, and that's how do we encourage young farmers to move on to that land that's then preserved? And one of the biggest challenges with that is that once that farmland is preserved, it still is a little bit too expensive or a lot, way too expensive for young farmers just starting out with no capital to move to that. So I think we really need to start asking, like, who are we preserving this farmland for? Is it for commodity corn and soy? Is it for people who want to have horses or, you know, is it for growing food for the Lehigh Valley? And I think knowing what the answer to that question is kind of will show us the path forward as far as how to, you know, address this program in the future.
Now, are we finding that there's a next generation or a younger generation of farmers that is interested in this as a career?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially in the Lehigh Valley. You know, every year there's definitely, you know, a group of farmers who are entering their first or second season. Since I've been with BiFresh, BiLocal, you know, some of the farms that were new farmers at the time, which is generally considered 10 years or less farming, you know, they're kind of approaching that 10-year milestone. And that's really exciting for me because that means that they've been successful. You know, they have their farms, they have their careers here in the Lehigh Valley as farmers. But then seeing new farmers is, again, really exciting. The enthusiasm is just amazing. But again, I think without really looking at issues of farmland ownership and some of the other challenges, you know, we risk losing those farmers that can maybe move to other areas where it's a little easier to access land.
Allison, thank you for joining us here at WDIY and talking about the good work that you're doing to promote local agriculture.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.